Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 532 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. It was before this murder took place. I did not see Mrs. Carson talk to Jim on Tuesday or Wednesday. I saw I worked in one end of the building and I worked in the other. I saw Mr. Frank and Miss Carson talking business between 8 and 9 o'clock on Tuesday. They stopped right in front of my machine. Mr. Frank went downstairs and Miss Carson went on back to her work. He used to come up there frequently. Conley was standing at the elevator. He was standing with his hand on a truck. He was not sleeping. He must have seen me and Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank did not see Conley. When Mr. Frank went down the steps, Conley was still standing at the elevator. Conley was asking me for newspapers, alluding the morning every time they would holler, "Extra." He would come to me. That was after Mr. Frank had gone. That continued all day, Tuesday and Wednesday. I didn't buy any extras on Monday. I bought 4 extras before noon on Tuesday. The elevator makes a right smart noise, shakes the whole building. Anybody in the world can tell it is running if the machinery is not running, but you can't notice it much unless you are right close to the elevator. Some of us looked in the metal room one day to see if we could see any blood spots. Mrs. Carson and Mrs. Thompson, I think, were with us. Curiosity led us down there. We saw where the floor had been chipped up, saw something that looked like white face powder around the chipped up places. Looked like some of the girls had powdering their faces and spilt the powder. There were 2 or 3 spots, some the size of a nickel and some the size of a quarter. The floor was very dirty all over. Miss Julia Fuss, sworn for the defendant. I work on the 4th floor of the pencil factory. I have never known anything wrong or immoral to be going on in Mr. Frank's office. I talked to Jim Conley Wednesday morning after the murder. He was arrested and asked me to see the newspaper.